This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Thanks for being along. Good to have you. Sometimes I will be discussing a lighter topic on this show or an esoteric discussion of some sort, and I'll get notes from listeners on the text board reading, "Slow news day?" Well, yeah, sometimes it is. Not today. The problem with today is it's Groundhog News Day. Same stuff, different day. Can't we solve problems around here? Do you want to have a fight today about the pride flag? I don't. We had it earlier. Hey, we had it last year. We're going to have it again next year. Nobody wants to get along, and at the schools, the education minister won't take charge and establish a policy one way or another so that we can all move on. I could bring my usual certainty of position on this issue, and we could debate it on the radio. And what are the percentage chances I and any of the callers would have anything new to say? I'm guessing right around zero. So then the other story that presents itself is today's version of the homeless encampments in city parks. What's new about it? It's growing. I have a lot to say about that. Maybe you do too. Is what you have to say different than what you thought yesterday? I doubt it, and I'm all tapped out. Nobody at City Hall listens to me. They don't listen to you. They cannot or will not really try to solve this problem, and the other levels of government are worse. Is that about it? The next thing that presented itself for discussion in the news today was random violence. Again, how many times a week can we discuss this? It isn't like these things aren't important. They are. But how long will you sit and watch a hamster on a wheel before you need some other form of mental stimulation? If every time you went to see your grandma, all she did was complain about her sciatica acting up over and over and over until you hope it isn't contagious, how long before the time between visits starts to stretch out a bit? I do want to talk about the new and important issues of the day, but importance does not always bring new ideas and interesting conversation. With that principle in mind, here's how bad it is. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about whether cats or dogs are better pets. I mentioned this to John Murray. He went, really? Really? That's like the cheapest, easiest talk radio topic in the world without, you know, offending people, like talking about abortion or something. But we have a reason for bringing it up. We didn't just say, oh, fine, we give up. We're going to talk about dogs versus cats. It's an interesting reason to bring it up at 10:20 this morning. Stand by. I know that what I just did here sounds like the Jimmy Carter malaise speech. The thing is, Jimmy Carter, when he gave that, what are you going to do? I give up. Well, he was the president of the United States. You and I don't have any power. We elect power. We elect the people who are supposed to do something. The people who are supposed to have answers. And what they do is they have no answers, and then they run for mayor saying that they have answers. That's why I'm voting for Anthony Fury, simply because you can't blame all this crap on him. Maybe we'll have somebody new. Oh, by the way, I already voted for him. So just to tell you what it's like, I couldn't wait to see what the ballot looked like. That's not the reason I voted yesterday. I early vote because I get it out of the way, and it's a certainty that I'll be out of town on election day. I'll be on the air, but I'll be out of town. And so that's when I have to go to Ottawa against my will, as I told you before. And I'll be able to tell you about it when that whole process is finished, because it's a court case, frankly. But I wanted to know what that ballot would look like with 102 people on it. Well, it's big. I'm used to a ballot that's kind of a normal-sized piece of paper with some big printing on it with the names of the candidates. But that's not what happened, because there's 102 people running for mayor. Conveniently, three rows of 34. So at least it matched. And when I got the ballot, and I looked through and found where I wanted to put my vote, I had to really, really be careful that the little circle I was going to fill in lined up with it, like which side of the person's name is the circle on. It should be to the right, and it was, but I just had to make sure, because you could easily make a mistake on a ballot like that, I think, if you don't pay attention. I also had to change my address. But the other thing about voting on the early voting is that you can get in there, you can do it in person. You can mail in, and there's other ways to vote, but you can do it in person. I like to do that. But I don't have to stand in line, because I really hate standing in line. I really hate standing in line for anything. That's just me. Other people like going on election day because the process, they really feel part of the process if they're 157th in line. Oh, it's good to see my fellow citizens out here, and we're voting and we're participating, and they're 100% right. For them. For me, I voted. That's my responsibility. I think it is a responsibility. And I don't think it should be made mandatory. I just think it's a responsibility. I think what this person is saying in a text message here was like, did it look like a TGI Fridays? Because it had like, you know those restaurants like a Denny's or a Perkins or something like that, where the menu is like pages and pages long? Because, you know, is there something you want? Yeah, we probably cook it. It was like that. Here is George from downtown.
Yeah, I just want to say, Jerry, I'm sorry you voted early, and I'll tell you why. I think we're getting down to crunch time, and I believe the four candidates are center-right, and that's Bilo, that's Bradford, that's Fury, and Saunders need to get together and decide who will be the flag bearer to challenge Chow. Because if we don't do anything, if that group doesn't get together and decide who will challenge her, it will be Chow, and we're all terrified of that. But I believe it. Unfortunately, you voted early. You gave your vote to Fury. Now, what if they decide that, you know, it's going to be Bilo, for example? And I really think this weekend they need to decide this. I mean, there's no reason for Bradford to stick around at 4%. These guys need to get together and say, if they love the city, if they care for the city, let's pick somebody who's going to challenge Chow. That's what I believe.
Anyway. Who did you say was at 4%?
Bradford.
Oh, well, maybe Bradford will drop out. I don't know. I don't know if any of them will drop out and form some sort of coalition, and I don't know how much the voters will listen to that.
Well, you know, if you can't vote for Fury or you can't vote for Bilo, you got to pick one of them. So, you know, we want our votes to go to someone that can challenge Chow at this point, because she's just sort of playing the waiting game, playing on her name and her past record, which I don't like anyway, but that's what she's just sitting down and waiting now. And if they stick around, if they don't take their name off the ballot, she will be the mayor.
Well, they can't do that.
Well, what I'm saying is that at least endorse and say, you know, I don't want any votes. And people will listen to that, obviously.
Okay.
You know, I don't want your vote. I'm endorsing this person, for example. I'm dropping out.
Yeah, well, they can't take their name off the ballot. They can take themselves out of consideration by saying, yeah, I've decided not to run and I'm throwing my support behind so-and-so, and then we'll see what happens. But even the people who do that, George, will still get a sizable vote.
I understand. I mean, I can't help for people being as crazy as that, as voting for somebody who declares I'm out. But that's fine. You know, you can't stop people from being stupid about that. But let's try to challenge her a little bit, because if we don't do anything, she will be the mayor.
Yeah, what was the guy, Kevin, what's Kevin's last name? He was actually thrown off the ballot by the Liberals, but his name was still on the ballot, and so now he's the MP for Spadina Fort York.
I'm you can't help stupid people. It is what it is. We're just going to try to do what we can to stop Chow, because that's going to be Tory's legacy. Tory's legacy is handing us Chow, and that's the sad thing.
All right, thanks very much for your call, George. Kevin Vaughn. And I don't know that he'll run again, but that was the circumstance that happened. Another person writes, no one is dropping out. Get ready for 4 years of rapid decline. Well, not necessarily 4 years. There'll be another election. Keep in mind that this is a by-election, okay? And I think you have a few people there, and maybe most particularly Anthony Fury, because I don't think he's going to be mayor, quite frankly, that he, you know, I'm voting on a principle more than anything else, he's positioned himself that maybe he will be in the future. Because when we got into this, nobody except the people who pay close attention to some forms of media, like the Toronto Sun, and maybe a few years ago on Sun News, actually knew who Anthony Fury was. And now all of a sudden he's one of the people being talked about. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. Mike writes in, if Chow wins, I'm opening a tent store and I'll be a success. That's a good one. Okay, what are the numbers as of today? Have there been any changes? Do we see any light at the end of the tunnel if you're one of those people who does want somebody other than Chow to win? We'll take a look at those numbers and see what they tell us that, or who that person might be, coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.